Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Even as apparent GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump is agreeing to a meeting next week with House Speaker Paul Ryan, a slew of Republicans are coming out today saying they won't support the billionaire businessman. Former candidate Jeb Bush says he won't back Trump. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, another former White House hopeful, made a similar statement. But on the campaign trail in Omaha, Nebraska today, Trump seemed to take it in stride.
It's hard to believe I win everything in Atlanta. This guy goes on television, then he talks about, I know more about the military than Trump. I've been dealing with it for years. Yeah, for years. And that's why we can't beat ISIS. For years. They deal for years. We need new thinking.
Trump urged supporters to turn out and vote for him in Tuesday's Nebraska primary. Speaker Paul Ryan said this week he is not ready to support Trump's presidential nomination yet. Democratic Super PAC is unveiling a TV and digital ad campaign against Donald Trump. NPR's Peter Overby tells us Priorities USA Action has pledged $125 million attacking the apparent Republican nominee.
Priorities USA Action has reserved $90 million worth of TV time in seven battleground states, plus $35 million in digital ads. Priorities spokesman Justin Baraski says the ads will start June 8th.
We saw what happens when you ignore Donald Trump and you don't take him seriously, like the Republicans did.
The TV ads will be aimed at undecided voters, he says, and will stop only during the party conventions. The digital campaign is intended to reach Hispanics, African Americans, women, and millennials. It's scheduled to go straight through to Election Day. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Major League Baseball has decided to move an upcoming series of games out of Puerto Rico because of player concerns about the outbreak of the Zika virus. NPR's Tom Goldman reports MLB and the Players Union made the joint announcement today.
The Pittsburgh Pirates and Miami Marlins were scheduled to play two games at the end of May in San Juan, Puerto Rico. But now instead they'll play at the Marlins' home stadium in Miami. The Players Union had asked Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred to relocate the games after a number of players said they were worried about contracting the Zika virus and possibly transmitting it to their partners. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention briefed the teams on the possible risks. The joint statement says Manfred and the union fully understand the disappointment of those in Puerto Rico. In recent days, Puerto Rican politicians and tourism officials were angry about a potential cancellation. One official said it would be an act of touristic terrorism. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
President Obama said today the U.S. Congress can act to help boost the economy by raising the federal minimum wage, passing new trade agreements, and simplifying the tax code. At a press briefing at the White House, the president saying a long-delayed rule requiring the financial industry to identify the real owners of companies could help end corruption and tax evasion. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 79 points. This is NPR. Federal investigators in Pittsburgh say authorities in Belarus have charged two men with receiving $1.35 million stolen from the bank account of a Pennsylvania oil and gas company in a so-called phishing scam. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, the two are in police custody in Minsk. The pair were charged last year with running a scheme aimed at infecting computers with malware. By infecting the computers of the oil and gas company, conspirators were then able to hack into the firm's bank accounts and steal the money. Pope Francis is again scolding Europe for its treatment of migrants and its fraying sense of unity. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports Francis made the lament in accepting the prestigious Charlemagne Prize from the top European leaders.
Pope Francis described Europe as weary and entrenched and asked why has it lost its way. What has happened to you, he asked, the Europe of humanism, champion of human rights, democracy and freedom. Francis said the desire for European unity seems to be fading. His remarks came as the EU is still wrestling with a divisive debt crisis and conflicts over how to handle the migration crisis. In what could be described as the Pope's I Have a Dream speech, Francis said, I dream of a Europe that is still young, that cares for children and offers fraternal help to the poor. I dream of a Europe, he continued, that promotes and protects the rights of everyone. And I dream of a Europe where being a migrant is not a crime. Sylvia Poldroli, NPR News, Rome.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told students at Northeastern University in Boston today their diversity is, quote, expected Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's worst nightmare. Kerry spoke to about 25,000 students. I'm Jack Spearin.